Wishing you a beautiful Sunday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope you're having a lovely weekend. So today we are going to look at the area of self-forgiveness in relation to our healing. I think particularly as women, we can put ourselves under a lot of pressure. And on Wednesday night, we did our class, our soul gathering, and thank you everyone for joining. And it did seem from looking at that the things that the pressure that we put on ourselves is one of, you know, the roadblocks actually to our healing. Because sometimes when we realize that we have things to heal, we have things we'd like to change, we berate ourselves about that or give out to ourselves about the fact that we have to heal this and why can't we do it. And something else that also came up on Wednesday was around pressure in terms of our time. You know, I got to get this done, I better do this, I better be this for somebody else, I better take responsibility for this, that and the other. And it can just become very overwhelming. Now, when we think of the word forgiveness, we think of some sort of wrongdoing. So we have to forgive ourselves, it's like we've done something wrong. But that's not really what self-forgiveness is only about. Self-forgiveness is where we release the pressure from ourselves. We forgive ourselves for not treating ourselves as well as we should. We forgive ourselves for doing the things that we don't want to do. We forgive ourselves for holding ourselves back from the things we do want to do. We forgive ourselves for putting so much pressure on ourselves, and we just give ourselves really a break. So what I want you to do today is to look at where in your life, in relation to your healing or just your general day-to-day feelings within yourself, are you berating yourself or giving out to yourself about? And as I always say, there's a difference between like accountability and then being gentle on yourself. We all have to be accountable for our actions, and we can't just go around doing whatever we want, whenever we want, treating people badly, you know, knowing that there's certain things we have to do for ourselves and just saying, well, I'm being gentle with myself and not doing them. Being gentle as part of your healing process is being gentle with the steps that you're going to take to heal and to take those steps forward. But putting yourself under pressure while trying to take those steps, trying to say, okay, well, I'm going to get up on Monday and I'm going to start my day with a run, and then I'm going to, you know, meditate, and then I'm also going to start my diet that day, and I'm going to not have any negative thoughts, and I'm going to do this, that and the other. Like, that's just way too much. So releasing the pressure off yourself to have it all sorted in a week, and to know that the steps that you're taking can be gentle and at your pace, because every step, whether it's a small step or a big step, is bringing you forward and bringing you into that space within yourself that you want to be. So where are you putting pressure on yourself? What parts of your life are you berating yourselves about? And then also, how are you speaking to yourself in those times? And can you just say, you know, I'm in the process of forgiving myself for treating myself like this, and I'm going to look at ways that I can treat myself better. Because this is a huge part of healing. A lot of times with healing, you know, we can be looking outward to what happened to us, why did something happen, and trying to heal how we feel about the external aspects, when really it's the internal foundation we're trying to heal first and foremost. The other things will flow quite easily after that. So have a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you really soon.